感谢神的带领呢，从神学教育的在圣公回来以后，就一直在惦念神的家跟神的工作。
We thank God for His guidance that after coming back from the TTP training, I'm able to continue with His work.
那求神带领我们有时候人生有忧患。
When we ask God to guide us, even though there may be tribulations in life,
或者是遭遇到不如意的事，
or that we may be met with unfortunate events,
我们的恩主一定会在安慰或者在带领我们。
Our gracious Lord will surely be with us and comfort us.
让我们继续带着这种属灵的力量往前来行进。
And let us continue to go forward with our spiritual strength.
我们经过死荫幽谷后，我们会看到那光明康庄的大道底。
After we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall once again see the light.
那我们求主耶稣这样的带领我们。
We ask our Lord to continue to guide us.
那我们今天早晨用以西结的一个意象。
This morning I'd like to share with you a vision by Prophet Ezekiel.
来看出说一篇的道理，它有它的，比如说我们如果来按着正义来分解神的道。
And that is if we interpret it through the words of God.
那就是说它本身的字的有它的意义。
And that is the passage itself has its own meanings.
在它的字义。
Or it has its word. The words have its meanings.
那有它的句解，就是它的那个句法。
And so it has its own phrasings and meanings.
然后有它的上下文。
And so the before and after text.
Context.
And the context.
然后呢，更重要有它的历史背景。
And most importantly, it has its own historical backgrounds.
这个我们可以学习它的最重要的道理教训在哪儿。
So from it, we can learn of its most important teaching.
我们中国话说，一个字有它的字音、字形跟它的字义。
So in Chinese, we say a word has its own sound. It has its own meanings.
那其实呢，在很多语言上也有的。
And it's similar in many different languages.
那它的结构或者 syntax 或它的 structure 来讲，也是相当有它的含义。
And so in terms of its syntax or its structure, it also carries important meanings.
整个上下文所表达的是什么样的意思
？So what is the meaning it's trying to portray in the entire text context?
可以把我们带进到古代以色列的宗教历史。
It can lead us back into the Jewish backgrounds.
不管是一个历史的情怀。或者事件的表达都是相当有意义的。
Whether it is a reminiscence of the history or the expression of itself, all has deep meanings.
那我们来看以西结书37章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 37.
乍看之下，这是一个单独的、一个可以自存的一个意象的记载。
And we can say this is a single recording of a vision.
但是它有它的前文跟它的后续。
But within a vision, it has its context.
你也是要表达以西结当代的。这个整个民族的这种信仰或者他们的期许。
It is also to represent the faith or the religion that was present during the time of Ezekiel.
那为什么神在这很紧要的关头来显示这个意象
？Why at this crucial moment did God show this vision to him？
让当代的人可以领受到这种借着意象可以了解的神的公义审判跟他的慈爱的拯救的。
That through the vision, the people during that present time may experience God's justice and love.
原来这个时期，以西结已经在巴比伦俘虏，在第一次围攻耶路撒冷的时候，被掳到巴比伦地去了。
And during this time, Ezekiel was already taken back captive to the land of Babylon.
不久以后，这个圣城或整个国家会被巴比伦来毁灭的。
And not long after, the holy city of Jerusalem would be destroyed by Babylon.
那神就在公元前593年7月31号，初次的意象呢，先给这个先知。来领受。
So in 593 BC, it was the first time that God showed this vision to Ezekiel.
那就在公元前5937月31号。
And this is 593 BC.
那就是很重要的开始。神要把他的信息借着以西结来传达给当代的选民。
This marks a very important beginning for God will through the vision portray this message to the Israelites.
一方面借着先知的语言。
In one term, through the messages of the prophet.
另外借着神所给的意象。
On the other hand, through this vision,
外加一些先知所需要操作的这个先知的这种叫做象征动作
，and plus many other
symbolic
actions that the prophet must do.
那这个就给当代很清楚神的旨意在哪。
It shows the present people very clearly the will of God.
神的选民应该明白什么事。
And the chosen people, what is it that they ought to understand?
在他们所处的这黑暗、这幽暗的时期，他们得到什么的安慰
？So what kind of comfort they shall receive while dwelling in this dark period?
在神的语言、意象跟象征动作很，这就是很充分的表达出来的。
And these are fully expressed through the words, through the symbolic actions and the vision of God.
在以西结的意象当中
，So in the vision of Ezekiel,
我们可以看到第一章到三章有这神初次的这意象，就呼召的意象。
So in chapter 1 to 3, we can see the initial calling of the Lord.
那在八章到十一章。
And from chapter 8 to 11.
借着这个在圣殿里头行可憎恶的行径的这个意象。
And through the vision of abominable acts being performed in the temple.
神昭告他很严厉的历史，这种宣告就是神的公义审判。
And God had revealed to Ezekiel a very severe and serious judgment.
那就是公元前598-597的第一次围攻圣城。
And this is the first attack to the holy city in 598 BC.
然后呢，第二次围攻588-587.
And so the second besiegement took place in 587 to 588 BC. 588 to 587.
那这里就是说，这已经快亡国了。
So that means Jerusalem was about to be destroyed. 圣殿
崇拜要中断了。
And so the holy city was about to be destroyed.
整个历史的，这不管在宗教或者是整个国运来说，已经达到最后的就绝望的时期。
So that was during the last period, during the time of despairment for the city and the kingdom.
那我们只可以说这个是一个掳放，或者是进入到被俘虏的流放的时期。
So we can say they enter into the time of captivity and exile.
那当然，我们有两个大先知，一个耶利米，一个就是以西结。
And there are two major prophets during the time. One is Jeremiah, one is Ezekiel.
来做这个时代的代表的大先知。
And they were the leader. They were the symbolic prophets during that time.
我们一一的从他们所从神领受的意象跟先知语言当中
If we study the visions shown to them by God
可以看出旧约的救赎神的救赎
We can see the salvation of God in the Old Testament
彰显在两方面
And they're manifested in two aspects
一个就是神的公义审判
And first is the righteous judgment of God
百姓是悖逆之家因罪来受到王国或者圣殿崇拜终止的这样的刑罚
That the Israelites were of a disobedient household that they shall they deserve this judgment and punishment from God
在他们被掳放的黑暗绝望时期呢神也借着他是守约施慈爱的神的本性
However, during their captivity and exile time, God exercises mercy and shown mercy on them.
那进行呢？进行他的在慈爱的拯救。
And he also exercises merciful salvation for them.
因此呢，在这耶利米跟以西结先知的这个预言当中
between the prophecies of Jeremiah and Ezekiel,
我们可以看到公义审判跟神的慈爱拯救的这两端的这个救赎，那这个很清楚的信息。
And so we can see the two sides of the Lord's righteous judgment and His merciful saving.
用这样的理解，我们来进入到今天的查考。
So with such understanding, we'll enter into today's topic.
请看以西结书37章。
Now turn to Ezekiel chapter 37.
通常在神的意象或象征动作里头，会分成两部分。
Usually in the vision of God, it will be split into two parts.
一个部分是意象或事件本身的描写。
And first is a description of the vision or the event itself.
那第二部分通常叫做神的 divine commentary， 就神的评。叫神的评注和神的解释。
And the second part is God's divine commentary.
那就是说为什么给这意象，为什么给这语言。
So that is a reason and purpose why he gave such a vision.
那么神的旨意就在这里昭告清楚了。
And this is when the will of God shall be proclaimed and made clear.
看这意象的两部分。
Let's take a look at the two aspects of the vision.
第一个部分在第一节。到第十节。
First part is found in verse 1 to 10.
那这个相当有意义的细节。
And this is a very meaningful passage.
也值得我们来省思的。
And it's worthy of our reflection.
因为从它细节里头。
Through the descriptions.
可以了解到在旧约圣经律法的规定。
We may come to understand the details of the Old Testament laws.
比如说洁净不洁净。
For example, whether you're clean or unclean.
或者是说神给这一个。 咒诅或者祝福
，whether it is a curse or a blessing from God，
就是会在这个意象的事件描写当中显示出来的。
And all are manifested through the description of this vision。
而且呢，从整篇来看呢
，also from the entire chapter，
一个是历史的缩影
，and one is a shadow of the Old Testament
or the epitome of history。
Epitome of history.
你就说它整个意象就等于历史的缩影，在描写当代他们遭遇的是什么。
So that the entire vision is a description of the history.
那同时呢，再讲一个宗教的心灵。
And also to describe the heart and soul of a religion.
整个民族在宗教心灵上得到什么的创伤。
And what kind of grief, how kind of sorrow this people have received.
什么样的怀抱。
And how they embrace it.
什么样的期许
？And what they long after.
都在这个意象中可以充分表达出来的。
And all are fully described in
the vision. 那在第一部分描写以后呢
？And after the first part.
我们进入到第二部分。
We enter into the second part.
它是一个神如果要把他的旨意来彰显出来。
It tells us of God how God will manifest His will.
那这里当然有一个比较。
And there is a comparison.
一个就是全民的这种当时的民族心灵。
And one is the heart and soul of the entire people.
简单说，就宗教的情节。
And simply speaking, it's a description of their religion and faith.
他们在思考上，或者他们在行为上的表现。
And it's a manifestation of their doings and their thinking.
也许不合神的旨意。
Maybe it was not according to God's will.
也许他们在固执他们自己的想法。
Maybe they only cared about their own thoughts.
但神有更高、更远大的这个旨意跟目标。
But we know God had a higher will and higher thought for them.
要实行拯救的。
That He was to exercise salvation.
所以在这非常低潮的这在整个宗教觉醒当中
So during the time of the religious awakening
那神要让他们提升出来
It is how God will elevate and lift them out of it
在他们认为是鲁放黑暗绝望的时期
During the time when they thought they were in despair and captivity
神要给他们一个出路
And God will lead them a way out
给他们一个希望的神学
And God will give them hope
那这是我们要查考的目标的
And this is the goal of our learning today
那首先呢我们来看的这个意象的描写
First of all, let us look at the description of this vision.
就是说神让这个祭司或者就是说本身带着祭司职的这个先知
So God allowed this prophet who was also a priest.
在意象中他要穿梭或者他要经过极其众多的这个骸骨
So within the vision, he shall pass through a valley full of bones.
简单说一个很圣洁归神为圣的不沾这个不沾染这个不洁净的这个祭司呢或者说神的先知呢
Simply speaking, it is a priest or a prophet who is holy, who does not,
为什么
who is holy.
为什么神叫他要去做他不可触摸的这个不洁净的动作
Why did God ask him to do something that was unclean, considered unclean?
第二个他看到的意象中看到的这个骸骨
Secondly, in the vision he saw bones.
你这是代表什么意思
So what do the bones represent?
在平原上这里说被杀的就是在第九节说的
And so in verse 9 says those who are killed.
这是在原文上是代表是他们在战场上被杀屠杀战死的
Or new text means these are the bones of those who were killed in the battle
是古代中东的或古代近东的军队的
And so those belong to the bones of the armies in the Middle East
所以这是指着以色列家
So that represent bones from the house of Israel
是指着以色列全家应该是神的军永生神的军队的
We can say they belong to the armies of the Israelites
就是他们现在称为极其枯干
But now they have become dry bones.
极其众多的就躺卧在这个平原上头。
And these bones lie on the valley.
让日光像星辰这样的在照着他们。
And they're shone upon by the sun and the moon.
而且他们成为空中的飞鸟跟地上的走兽的一个掠食的那个对象。
They also become targets to the birds in the air and beasts of the fields.
这些动作的在旧约圣经，譬如说《生命记》二十八章，都表示说是神的咒诅。
And these acts are represented in Deuteronomy chapter 28, meaning the curses from God.
他们不得到安葬收埋。
That they are not able to receive a burial and be rested.
等于说他们是被神咒诅、被神弃绝的一对军队的骸骨。
Just as there are the bones of a cursed army of God.
这是我们所看到的，原来就是有中东古代中东。然后军队的或者是律法所规定的背景了
So this is the historical background we see in the Middle East
这是跟神的契约和神的缔约有关系
And this is related to the pact to the covenant of God
因为他们像其他中东国家一样的背约失信被处罚
Because they have forsaken this covenant like any other countries in the Middle East
so
they were were cursed and punished.
那现在他们躺在这平原上。
So now they lay flat on this valley.
那神要让这先知经过这堆这个营野的尸体。
But God will allow the prophet to pass through this valley of bones.
请注意看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
说神的灵在旧约圣经也说说神的手。
So in the Old Testament, often say the Spirit of God or the hand of the Lord.
神的灵和神的手在引导这个先知。
So the Spirit of the Lord or the hand of the Lord is leading the prophet.
将他放在这个平原和河川，或是叫做河谷的上头。
And set him down in the midst of the valley.
那他可以看到他说可以看到极多的这个骸骨。
And he had witnessed many bones.
那神特地让他沾染不洁净。不洁净的这样的律法的规定呢？那触犯这个律法的规定。
And God intentionally allow him to break this hygienic law in the Old Testament.
那经过这个骸骨。
So that he would pass through this valley full of bones.
那当然，在危急就是敌人的刀剑，或者是饥荒、各种瘟疫、各种灾害临到的时候呢？已经没有时间来顾及洁净不洁净了。
Well, you know, in times of crisis, in times of danger, when the enemies are attacking, there's no time for you to consider whether you're clean or unclean.
甚至连先知这个先知或祭司本身
，even for the prophet or the priest himself，
在第四章、第五章就开始他做他不应该做的、不洁净的这样的一个作为。
Even in chapter 4 and 5, he had done things that he shouldn't have done, which were considered unclean.
比如说，他是用人粪来煮他的食物。
For example, he used human feces to cook his own food.
比如说，他得把他从来不可修剪剃削的这个头毛发把它剪掉。
He also shaved his hair, which he shouldn't have shaved.
这是等于是羞辱的代表。
And that is considered shameful.
代表他也得沾染到神所规定的不洁净的这个动作。
So that means he must also do things that are considered unclean by God.
因为这是一个战乱，一个灾祸的时期。
Because that was a time of war.
已经没有圣殿崇拜了。
There was no more there wasn't any temple for them to worship.
那他们要流离失所，进入黑暗的。
They must be exiled and enter into darkness.
所以说，用祭司本身的动作，我们可以看到。
So through the action or to the action of the priest.
这是一个非常的危急，而且是非黑暗绝望的时期。
We can see this is a time of darkness and in despair.
那我们再从骸骨本身来看。
And let us look at it from the bones itself.
那这些骸骨是极其多。
And these are many bones.
而且极其枯干。
And they are very dry.
它是要是说回生无数乏术了。
And so it is impossible for the bones to come alive.
就等于说被咒诅的无法来翻身了。
And so those who are cursed can never be blessed again.
那所以说借着这样的一个巡礼。
So it's through this description.
那你可以看到这个信息是什么。
We can see what the message is.
好，我们来看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
在极其众多、极其枯干的这个骸骨的这个一个营野的这个平原上头。
So in this valley full of many bones.
那神就问这个以西结。
And God asked Ezekiel.
人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗
？And son of man, can these bones live?
这是一个修辞学上的提问。
And so this is a question.
Rhetorical
question.
就是说，这本身不必回答的。
So that you do not need to answer the question itself.
按照人的想法，骸骨当然不能复苏。
According to logic, of course, it's impossible for bones to live.
但神为什么这样的问
？But why did God ask?
因为包含着神的更高的、更大的一个旨意。
Because this question includes a higher will of God.
因为这句问话当中有提示神将要有的作为。
This question alone gives a hint to God's doing in the future.
那先知在尊重神。
And the prophet, he honors God.
他也明白神的旨意是比他想象的更超越的。
He also understands that the will of God is higher than that of his.
所以他全然的交托给神说，神啊，耶和华神啊，你是知道的。
Therefore, he fully entrusted to God, saying, "Oh Lord God, you know."
能否让这个骸骨复苏，神你可以决定，你有绝对自主权。
And Lord, you have the ultimate decision whether to allow these bones to live.
这是第一点我们学习到的，在尊重神的自主绝对的自主权。
The first point that we may learn is to the respect the ultimate sovereignty of God.
那第二个神在进一步又说了。
And secondly, God furthermore said.
因为是要展开神以下一连串的动作。
And for this is to reveal the series.Of actions to be taken by God.
那就神指令说，你以西结，你向这些骸骨来发预言。
That God said to him, prophesy to these bones and say to them.
向他们说，你们听啊，你们听，
And say, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
主要让你们 让气息进入你们里头。
And surely I will cause breath to enter into you.
你们就要活了。
And you shall live.
所以这个神的气息进入这个骸骨里头，他们要成为活了。
Once the breath of God enter into the bones, they shall live.
把我们推到最原始的，在创世纪二章七节。
If we go back to history, back to Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
那个土泥土造的这亚当 Adam 或者叫做人。
And for men who were made by mud.
那神说气息吹入他的鼻孔里头。
And God said the breath of God was breathed into their nostrils.
那这个本来土造的人就成为有灵的、有气息的人。
And the men who were made by dust had become a living being.
就是表示他有生命、有气息。
And now they have life, they have a breath.
借着神的气、是神的气、这个灵和神的气息在他里头。
It is through the breath and the spirit that enter into them.
同样道理，这土的或没生物的这个人需要有神的气息吹进去。
So in the same way, the dust which is without life needs a breath of God.
那这气息当然就是跟原文的这个神的风或者灵跟这呼吸的气息，三者是同一个意思的。
So in the original text, its breath also is the same as the wind or the spirit of God.
那这神的灵一转作为，那你们就要活。
So with the spirit of God, you shall live.
就好像我们生命气息在我们这个行尸走肉的人上头，我们就要活了。
So once the spirit of life enter into this flesh, then we shall live.
然后经过神的气，在听，而这有神的气息进入以后
，and listen after the breath of God enter into you.
那我们就可以看到神的道跟神的灵的工作。
Then we can see the work of the spirit and the word of God.
开始展开复这个骸骨复苏。
And it will allow the transformation of the resurrection of the bones.
活了以后先有加上筋长肉
and so once it's alive I'll put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you
然后就有了皮
cover you with skin
然后可以站起来
and then you may stand up
这是一个过程
so it is a process
从很把又干又枯的这个骸骨你可以有看到长肉长皮
so from a very dry bone you can see skin and flesh on it
那就是由于神的灵神的话语跟神的灵在工作
it is because of the working of the spirit and the word of God
那么这样指令后第七节真的描写这整个动作
after this we can see in verse 7 the action that would take place
先知或神的祭司照着神的话向骸骨说预言
after the prophet or the priest prophesies to the bones according to God's instruction
传达神的信息当中
and through the process of portraying God's message
我们可以看到有响声有地震
we can see that there is a noise and there is an earth rattling
通常地震响声最自然的震撼在圣经里头都有一个特定的意义的
so we know there is a certain definition when there is a noise and rattling in the Bible
那也就是说神的灵现了
and that is the revelation of God's spirit
神的 divine presence 了
or the divine presence of God
神要作为了
and that God's divine work
有这样的一个自然的撼动的
and that will cause such a natural phenomenon
就果然在神那这样神显现的时候彰显的时候这个骸骨就开始骨跟骨联合还有再加上长了肉
Same,
再长了皮
during the divine presence of God the bones came together bone to bone
可是呢还没有气息还没有生命
but this bone has no life
所以有第二部分除了神的道以后呢还很重要就是要风和神的灵来工作
so in the second part apart from God's word most importantly you need the work of God's spirit
所以说他就说神的气息要从四方过来
So it says, the breath of God shall come from the four corners of the four winds.
八面吹到就是骸骨身上。
It will come from the four winds and blow into the bones.
已经有皮遮住的皮肉的这个身上。
And so this body that is covered with skin and flesh.
那他们就活了。
And then it shall live.
所以说在第十节就描写说了预言神的风和神的灵一做一工作。
And so after verse 10 says, after the work of God's spirit and the winds.
那气息进入到这些人身上。
And the breath came into the men.
就站起来。
And they lived and stood up.
成为神的军队。
So they became a great army of God.
所以很简单一个动作描写。
So it's a description of very simple action.
但是它有它的内涵
But it has its deep meanings
就是说先知他要沾染不洁来在骸骨群当中
And that is the prophet shall stand amongst the bones
那他要听从神的指令
And he shall listen to the commands of God
传达神的信息
And to portray God's message
让这些骸骨来听神借着他所说的话
So that the bones will listen to what God has to say
然后呢神的气息和神的灵在工作了
And that the work, the spirit and the breath of God shall be at work.
这些复苏的这个人，就是皮肉，
And the revived bones, the flesh,
开始有生命气息, 可以站起来,
and they will have the spirit of life to stand up on their feet.
而且不但是个体,
and not only individual bodies,
整个以色列,
rather it was the entire household or entire army of Lord. That also brings us back to the tradition of the holy wars. And this is a concept of the entire household of Israel.
啊,
so this is a description of the first passage.
啊, 就是非常,
and after such an amazing description.
那时代的信息就给在底下,
and so here it brings about the message of this vision.
请看十一节,
let's read verse 11.
主就说了, 人子啊, 这些骸骨就是以色列全家,
he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel.
啊, 因为他们曾经如此说,
and they indeed said,
我们骨头枯干了,
our bones are dry,
我们指望失去了,
our hope is lost.
这个是跟着他们已经被掳放的整个历史契机有关系的。
And this has to do with the fact that they were taken captive and exiled.
因为当时他们已经遭受到, 你要是看全书,
if you read the entire book,
啊, 在前头是第一次围攻, 就是被有部分被掳。
And so the first passage describes the first besiegement when they had, some were taken captive.
啊, 那这个立了一个新王, 俘虏, 啊, 这个附庸王, 叫做西底家。
And so there was also a king who was crowned by the name of Zedekiah.
然后他以后拒绝纳贡。
And he refused to contribute or make tribute to King of Babylon.
那他想连接以色列邻近的小国来对抗这巴比伦。
He wanted to make alliance with the neighboring countries to go against Babylon.
所以尼布加尼撒王, 他就做第二次围攻来歼灭这个城跟整个国家。
So King Nebuchadnezzar made a second attack to secure this country.
这个犹大就亡国。
So this caused an annihilation of the kingdom of Judah.
很重要的这个圣殿崇拜就终止。
And so that had made a stop to their important tradition.
全民来说是很大的打击。
Of temple worshiping, and that caused a great effect on the people.
这种创伤你可以从哀歌来看出来的。
And such a trauma can be seen in the Book of Lamentations.
啊, 那这个是很清楚的历史。
And this is a very clear history.
那百姓看到家破人亡,
when the people had seen that their families were torn up,
没有主权, 没有圣殿,
there's no kinship and there is no temple.
他们认为一切都失去了。
And they thought all was lost.
我们来看以西结书33章。
Let's read Ezekiel chapter 33.
怎么说呢?
And this is what they said.
啊, 因为他们认为已经没有指望了,
for they thought they were without hope.
已经被消灭了,
they thought they were destroyed.
啊, 就要看, 回应刚才所看的, 他, 神说, 以色列家说, 他们已经没有希望了。
This is in response to what the Lord had just said, that the house of Israel is without hope.
那33章第10节说了,
chapter 33 verse 10 says,
请看以西结书33章,
Ezekiel chapter 33.
人子啊, 你要对以色列家说,
therefore you, O son of man, say to the house of Israel,
我们的过犯罪恶在我们身上,
and thus you say, if our transgressions and our sin lie upon us,
我们因此来消灭, 怎么能存活呢?
And we pine away in them, how can we then live?
那么11章以下就描, 11节以下就描写, 神, 要, 要拯救他们。
And from 11 onward says how God said, I will rescue and save them.
那,
and why should I die?
啊, 因为假定他们恶人转离所行的道来活,
and by the wicked turn from his way and live,
假定他们能够转回, 能够归回到神,
if they're able to turn from their evil ways and return to God,
假定他们能够经历一番的内在的更新,
if they're able to go through an internal transformation,
那么神要让他们再归回故国,
and God shall allow them to return to their homeland,
再来重建圣殿,
and to
复兴他们的信仰,
and to rebuild their temple and to revive their faith.
这是等一下所要说的信息。
And this is the following message.
那你看以西结书37章,
if we look at Ezekiel chapter 37,
这是明指着这个骸骨是谁,
and so it tells us who the bones are.
他们所处的极其枯干的这个骸骨的这个所躺的地上是代表什么,
and what does the valley which the dry bones lie on represent?
啊, 这是他们所认为的绝望的黑暗的坟墓了。
And that is the despair, the grave, the dark grave that they lay in.
那已经亡国没有这个圣殿崇拜的民族已经是骸骨了。
And so for the nation that are without a temple to worship, they are now dry bones.
他们已经处在黑暗的坟墓里头。
They are now dwell in this dark, shallow grave.
进入到圣经一直在描写阴间和坑, 这样的一个境况里头。
And so the Bible has described this deep and dark grave.
Oh, pit.
Oh, this pit.
啊, 或者说被遗忘的黑暗的世界里头。
Or they have been forsaken and left in darkness.
就说坟墓了。
So that is a grave.
啊，那我们来看，神就说，你们虽然说指望消失了。
And here says, though you say that our hope is lost, 你们已经
昧绝境尽了。
And we ourselves are cut off.
但神要借着先知来说预言。
And but God will through the prophet prophesy.
请看十二节。
3:12.
神要开你们的坟墓。
And behold, I will open your graves.
让你们从坟墓里头出来。
And cause you to come up from your graves.
领你们进入在以色列地区。
And bring you into the land of Israel.
在神在呼唤说。
And God calls out, saying.
十三节。
Verse 13.
我的民呢？我要开你们的坟墓。
And then I will open up your graves, O my people.
使你们从坟墓里头出来。
And brought you up from your graves.
那你们就知道我是主了。
Then you shall know that I am the Lord.
然后我将我的灵放在你们里头。
I will put my spirit in you.
你们就活了。
And you shall live.
而且很重要的，按照我对这个亚伯拉罕啊列祖所应许的。
And according to the promise to your forefathers.
就是要把你们安置在神所给你们的这个以色列地上头。
And that was I will place you in your own land of Israel.
让你们可以在地面上，在这个以色列地上来长久居住。
That you may have longevity, you can long live in this land of Israel.
那可以来凡事的兴旺。
And to prosper in all ways.
得到神的祝福的。
And to receive God's blessings.
你们就知道我是耶和华主，那真神。
Then you shall know that I am the Lord.
那这个在历史上要这样的实现。
And this is how it shall be fulfilled in the history.
换句话说，神要把他们在掳放。这种国家没有生机和宗教已经中断的这样的一个绝望当中，把他们拉回来。
In other words, God shall bring them up and out from this experiment in their religion and in their life.
把他们从黑暗中带进到他们充满了希望光明的这以色列的故土去。
And God will bring them out from this darkness into the land of Israel, which was promised to them.
再重建已经荒废了的被焚烧的。这个圣殿
so they may rebuild the temple that is now in desolation.
那当然就进入了后掳放时期
so that will also enter into the return period.
啊，那我们就叫做第二圣殿时期
so that is what we call the second period of the temple.
所以简单说明，就是一个历史的缩影，在描写神要在他们民族生机被灭绝的这个当中。
And so, simply speaking, this is a summary of the history of how they were in despair.
神要再让他们回头的。
And how God will allow them to turn back.
当然，这个信息一直在以西结或耶利米书当中在出现。
And this message will continue to repeat in the book of Ezekiel and Jeremiah.
那我们有机会再查考回归重建这一段的重要道理。
When we have time, we will study the message of how they returned.
那现在我们来从第一部分来看。
Now let us take a look at the first part.
为什么死骨头或者叫做不洁啊，或者代表死亡、绝望的这样的形象那么重要
？And why is such dry bones, which represent uncleanness or despair, such important？
对古代以色列民的这个宗教律例来说
，And to the decrees and laws of the ancient Israelites，
我们来看民数记的十九章的为例子。
We can take an example. Look at Numbers chapter 19。
请看民数记的十九章。
Numbers chapter 19。
十三节。
Verse 13。
民数十九，请看十三节。
Numbers chapter 19, verse 13。
人摸了这个死尸，就不洁净自己，沾污了神的帐幕。这个人要从以色列中剪除，意思就是他被排除在以色列社会跟宗教的这个集体生活当中。
And this person who shall be cut off shall be exiled from the society.
啊，那请看十四节。
3:14。
那假定人在帐篷里头碰到死尸，那他要洁净不洁净七天，不洁净七天。
When a man dies in the tent, who come into the tent, all who are in the tent shall be unclean 7 days.
好，那我们再看民数记第五章。
Let's read Numbers chapter 5.
请再翻民数记的第五章。
Numbers chapter 5.
第二节。
Verse 2.
这里说长大麻风患漏症的还有因死尸不洁净的都要被排除到这营外
and so that you must put out of the camp every leper every who has a discharge or whoever become defiled by a corpse
那就要不洁净七天
and they shall be unclean for 7 days
就代表一个时期
so this means a period of time
他们被隔绝
that they're segregated
在以色列的宗教大会
and so during the important meetings of the Israelites
convocation.
And the convocations.
那他们要在这个在节期方面，或在人家的崇拜生活当中，社会群聚生活的当中，被排除在外头，隔绝了七天。
They must be isolated away from the convocation for 7 days.
那这是一个很大的一个，就是说。对他们很大打击。
And to them, this is a very great impact.
不被列为是民众的一份子。
That they are not being considered as part of this convocation.
所以说这是一个不洁净跟他的跟神跟会幕隔绝的一个描写。
So this is an illustration of the uncleanness that they shall be separated from God and the people.
那第二个我们来联想说坟墓。
Secondly, we may understand this grave.
就会跟死尸了不洁净一样的，对古代民来讲是很大的一个可憎恶的事，要避免的事。
So to the Israelites, the graves is also considered unclean and something that should be refrained and avoided.
旧约的阴间。
And so the Hades is described in Old Testament.
希伯来叫 Sheol 哈。这个就代表一个坟墓，死人埋葬的地方。
That describe a tomb or a grave that buries the dead.
最早大概在创世纪35章。
Earliest recording found is Genesis chapter 35.
42章那里。
And to 42.
那就是雅各他在怀念他被卖到外地去的孩子。
And that is Jacob. He remembered his child who was sold to the foreign land.
那假定第最小孩子便雅悯也去了，不回头的话。
And if his elder son Benjamin was to go as well.
那他就会要这悲悲惨惨，带着白发，就是下到阴间去。
That he shall go down to the grave with white hair and with great sorrow.
那这阴间不是我们现代人所想象的非常恐怖、非常狰狞的地方。
And that Hades is not what we think of a place that is so dreadful.
它简单就说是一个黑暗的埋葬死人的坟墓里头的。
And simply speaking, the Hades is simply a grave which buries the dead.
那么在诗篇31篇12节那里。
Psalm chapter 31 verse 12
也是讲到这个坟墓里头，也就等于阴间死人埋葬的地方。
He describes the grave which buries the dead.
那我们再看在整个诗篇最低层黑暗的一篇。
And so let us look at the darkest chapter of the book of Psalm.
这是个人向神抒哀的一个诗章了。
And so this is a psalm of a personal cry out to the Lord.
那为什么他这样向神的诉求，这样的哀伤，这样的痛哭呢？
So why did he cry out so bitterly to the Lord?
因为这个人已经患了重大的疾病。
For this person is now afflicted with a severe
病入膏肓、无可救药的时期，最后的挣扎，向神的呼告。
We can say this is the ultimate and last struggle, and last cry out to the Lord.
篇的诗篇正描写这种极其低潮的心情。
Psalm 88 describes such a despair.
好像人生到最后一刻，最后的向神的诉求。
It's as if we're in the last moment of our life and we're crying out to the Lord.
所以看出这首诗啊，非常的悲惨。
So we can see how tragic this song is.
非常挣扎的一首诗。
It's a song full of struggles.
那么看诗篇88篇。
Let's read Psalm chapter 88.
请注意看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
因为他病得快厉害，所以他会被丢在死人当中。
And so he was adrift among the dead.
会躺在坟墓里头。
And like a thing who lie in the grave.
因为他在第六节说。
Verse 6 says.
他会放在极深的坑里头。
You have laid me in the lowest pit.
在黑暗的地方。
In darkness.
在那里会被人家遗忘。
It's a place where you will be forsaken.
他在死寂的、非常寂静的、冰冷的这个黑暗的地下里头。
And it's in the dark and a cold pit.
就再没有办法崇拜，没有办法被人纪念。
And that is a place where you no longer be remembered by anyone.
所以他所处的十一节说。
So verse 11 says.
在坟墓里头没有办法诉说神的慈爱。
And your loving kindness be declared in the grave.
没有办法。在回想他生前的事情。
You can no longer remember what we have done in your previous life.
因为他在这个阿巴顿，就是灭亡当中。
Because in times of destruction,
没有办法再述说神的慈爱了，信实了。
No longer can you declare God's faithfulness.
所以你这里看到坟墓了、灭亡了、阴暗。
So here we can see death, we can see destruction in the grave.
也就是死人所埋葬的就地下的坑里头了。
And that is the lowest pit where you bury the dead.
所以神就是说这个意象，骸骨复苏的意象。
Therefore, through the vision of resurrecting the bones.
在描写整个民族被埋在地底下，遗忘的在坟墓里头，无生机，没有希望。
It describes how the entire Israelites were buried in the dark pit, that they were without hope, without life.
在宗教上，在社会上，国家主权上，都是这样子的。
So it is the same way, whether in their religion, in the society, or in the government.
在被灭亡的五八八五八七被巴比伦灭亡的这以后的这个时期，低潮黑暗时期。
Because that was a time when they dwelt in the time of being annihilated by Babylon.
所以我们可以看出，在以西结的意象给人一个非常一种压力。
Through the vision of Ezekiel, we can feel, experience such a pressure and such a power.
那整个民族的心灵就说，我们已经绝望了。
And that the entire house of Israel thought they have lost hope.
被丢弃了。
And they have been forsaken.
已经埋在土里头了。
And they have been buried under the ground.
还有出路吗？
Is there a way out?
还有生还的机会吗？
Is there a chance to survive or to revive?
百姓的想法。
So that was the heart of the people.
但借着这个意象。
However, through this vision,
神要把他们开出坟墓，引导他们出来。
And God shall break them out of the tomb and lead them out.
那我们来看这个以西结书三十六章。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 36.
因为这个早在耶利米先知里头说到巴比伦毁灭的一个相当时期，用七十年的代表。
And in the book of Jeremiah, he has already spoken that there shall be a 70 years.
我们来先看耶利米，再看以西结。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
请看二十五章。
Jeremiah 25, chapter 25.
耶利米书二十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 25.
请看八节，请看。八节以下到十二节。
Let's read the latter part of verse 8 to 12.
就描写巴比伦王尼布加尼撒怎么攻击。
Describe how King Nebuchadnezzar attacked the city.
第九节哈。
Verse 9.
然后第九节下，他们要变在地土成一的荒凉。
And so it will allow the ground to become desolate.
十一节，全地要荒凉，竟然惊骇。
The entire land shall be in desolation.
然后这个以色列国民或者犹大国民要服侍巴比伦七十年。
And that the nation of Israel shall serve the king of Babylon for 70 years.
这七十年是一个约束，一个代表的数字。
And so the 70 years is a symbolic number.
不是真的，一定要满了，69加一等于70。
It doesn't mean a full 70 years has to be fulfilled.
那么十二节说七十年满了以后。
So verse 12 says when 70 years is up.
那神要借着波斯帝国这个。第一代的王叫做古列来刑罚巴比伦国。
And God will use the king of King Cyrus of Persia to punish the king of Babylon.
然后要来践踏这个加勒底，就也是叫做古代的巴比伦或者古代的加勒 Arcadia 这个地方。
So it shall also punish and tread over the land of the Chaldeans.
那么神就要带领他们出来。
And God will lead them out.
这个七十年满。
So once the 70 years is up,
等于说他们掳放时期要满期。
That means their captivity, years of captivity must be fulfilled.
那我们会进入到以赛亚书四十章以后。
Then we will enter into the time period of Isaiah chapter 40.
四章以后的以赛亚。
So after that chapter 40,
就描写这个巴比伦被古列，就是波斯王来毁灭。
It describes how Babylon was destroyed by King Cyrus of Persia.
从被掳放的这毁灭的当中来回归。
How they return from the period of captivity.
来重建。
How they rebuild.
所以以赛亚书四章到五十五章是描写这个重点。
So this is what is recording Isaiah chapter 40 to 55.
这集中在古列如何的来下诏来释放各国被巴比伦所掳被俘虏的百姓。
And how describe how Cyrus made a declaration to release the captives of Israel.
各国百姓，包括犹大民里的百姓在内，可以回到他们自己的国家。
That all the captives of all nations, including that of Judah, may return to their home.
让他们恢复以前的社会跟宗教的生活。
That they may return back to their society and their religions.
这就耶利米书所说的七十年满。神要刑罚巴比伦，让他们回归。
And this is what it means in Jeremiah when 70 years is up that God will allow them to return.
我们再看以西结书三十六章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结书三十六章就描写这个神让他们回归的过程。
Ezekiel 36 records the process of their returning.
请看十六节以下。
Let's read the latter part of verse 16.
描写神看到百姓的污秽。
And that God has seen their filth and their defilement.
在社会上
in their society,
譬如说虚谎
they're deceitful,
他们就说欺诈
and they bribed or
他们压榨
And they suppress their suppressions. They also shed blood of the innocent. And they have gone against society, the morals. In terms of religions, they blaspheme against God's name. And they trample over God's temple. And they disobey God's laws. They worship idols. They follow the evil traditions of the foreign nations. And they were stubborn and did not heed to the warnings of the prophets.
继续沾染或者说亵渎神。
And they continue to blaspheme against God.
这个就当然在宗教跟社会的这种不义不公，不行神的律法之下。 他们被认为是悖逆之家了。
And so it is under God's righteousness and God's laws that they were considered a household of rebellious.
所以这个是他们要被神的处罚。
So this is why they will be punished by God.
所以被掳放了。
So they were taken captive and exiled.
通常用四个灾害来代表。
And we can say they were represented by four disasters.
刀剑。
And the swords.
然后饥荒。
And famine.
瘟疫。
Plagues. Pestilence.
然后就是恶兽。
And last is
fierce beasts.
And fierce and beasts.
那这个就是神对他们的这个祸害的一个处罚。
So these are the four punishments from God.
也是咒诅，神咒诅，就是说弃绝百姓，刑罚百姓的具体的表现。
And that was also a concrete example of God's curses on the people who have forsaken him.
那这个通常会在申命记28章，咒诅的内容里头所包含着的。
And the content of the curses can be seen in Deuteronomy chapter 28.
前面是祝福，后半一大堆在描写神的咒诅。
And the first part of the chapter described the blessing. In the latter part, the curses from God.
里头所描写的条款、遭遇，他们以后都看到了。
And all that is described can be witnessed later.
比如说，这个瘟疫。
For example, pestilence.
刀剑。
Swords.
被掳。
And being captive.
在万国中被抛来抛去。
And they were thrown about and thrown and tossed about in within the nations.
城邑人口的稀少荒凉。
And the desolation of their population.
各种灾害加在他们身上。
All sorts of disasters have fallen upon them.
最重要就是他们没有办法回到自己的土地，来做有自己的崇拜生活。
But most importantly, they could not return to their homeland to return their ways of worship.
那为什么？
So what was the reason?
以西结36章就说这个原因。
Ezekiel 36 describes a reason.
还有其他章节也是这么说。
And many other chapters also say.
因为他们污秽，17节说他们的污秽。
And for 17 says they have defiled.
在他们行动作为上沾染污这个地，就他们所住的神所赐的迦南这个产业地。
And they have defiled the land of Canaan which was promised to them.
流无辜人的血。
They shed the blood of the innocent.
用偶像沾染。
And they have defiled it with idols.
算神的愤怒倾倒在他们身上。
So that the wrath of God had fallen on them.
所以神就让他们在外国。
So God allowed them to be in the foreign nations.
神这伟大的圣名也在列国中被亵渎。
And that the holy name of God was also being profaned.
24节就看了历史的转机。
However, 24 describes a turning point in history.
当然我们细细查考，这有四个步骤。
But if we study carefully, there are four steps.
24节说，
24 says，
我要从各国来收取你们。
I will take you from among the nations.
从列邦当中来造局，来引导你们归回故土本地。
Gather you out of all the nations, countries, and bring you into your own land.
历史上来说，
historically speaking,
从地中海很多的岛屿跟在很大的城市，非洲或欧洲、亚洲的边缘地带的大城市，
and for all the neighboring countries in the, in the Mediterranean Sea,
很多这已经徙置、流放的这个以色列的这个群居的百姓，
and many of the scattered people of Israel,
再加上巴比伦地被掳的一部分人，他洗制的一部分人，
if you include the people who are taken captive into the land of Babylon,
都要回归，因为神带领他回到以色列地来，耶路撒冷来。
All the scattered people shall return to the land of Israel to Jerusalem.
以斯拉记里头，
we can also see this in the book of Ezra.
也可以从我们看到的这种哈该书，
or from the book of Haggai,
所出现的人民，
all the people that come out from the book,
或者历代志所描写的历史情节，
or all the history recorded in the Chronicles,
你就可以看到这神兴起的古列王，
and we can see how God had raised this king of Cyrus,
来让这个历史的愿望实现，
and that he had fulfilled this historical prophecy,
神让他们回到自己的故土，
that God once again led them back to their own land.
那第二个步骤呢，
so the second step,
他们要内在的更新，
that they should have an inner transformation.
借着像民数记八章七，
七节所说的。
As said in Numbers chapter 8 verse 7,
民数记八章七节说他们将洒水的洁净。
And so in verse number 8 verse 7 says they shall sprinkle water for cleaning, for cleansing.
他们要得到洁净。
They shall be cleansed.
而且要除掉内心或者外在的一切偶像。
They shall rid themselves of the inner and outer idols.
所以归回故土。
So returning to their homeland.
那神召聚了他们呐、
啊。And God had gathered them.
可是他们要经过一个要悔改、要洁净的动作。
But they must go through the process of repentance and cleaning.
那第三个步骤二十六节。
And third step in 26.
他们要一个新的这个属灵道德品质。
They should have a new heart and a new morale.
那然后呢？
And after that,
那他们在他们除掉很硬的、刚硬的马拉的这个心以后
，So after they rid themselves of this heart of stone,
也就是说他们非常苦毒、刚硬的心
，And this heart of marrow, which is bitter and hard,
换上有这个柔软的、有这种人性、人情的这样
and,
人的这样的心的时候
，And to replace it with a heart of flesh,
那神就要降下圣灵
，And God will send down the Spirit, Holy
Spirit, 然后让他们来顺从神的律例，谨遵守神的典章诫命
，So that they may walk in the statutes and the laws of God.
所以说这是最伟大的第四部分在展现出来。
So this is the ultimate step, the last step.
因为他们回归到故土。
Because once they return to their homeland,
重建他们的圣殿。
And to rebuild the temple.
那复兴他们的信仰。
After reviving their faith.
会进入到神在利未记二十六章所描写那平安契约的内容。
They will enter into the covenant of peace recorded in Deuteronomy.
那我简单说，风调雨顺。
And so, there will be. Everything will be smooth.
Timely rain and good harvest.
There will be sunny rain and good harvest.
还有就是他们那个国泰民安。
And so there will be peace in the country.
还有丰盛。
And there will be abundant.
满足。
Blessings.
安稳。
And there is peace and tranquility.
再没有刀剑。
There will be no more swords.
没有饥荒。
No more famine.
没有瘟疫。
No more pestilence.
没有恶兽。
And no more fierce beasts.
世境平安。
And the country kingdom will be in peace.
昌盛的一个时期。
There'll be a time of prosperity.
就是以后我们进到后时的后鲁放时期的神应许，神的带领果然实现。
So this is when we enter into the latter part where the promise of God shall be fulfilled.
那当然，这个意象啊，包含了很多的历史的跟现代的意义的。
The vision also includes many historical, ancient, and present time meanings.
那么早上集中在这个历史上的这个古代以色列民族历史很重大的一件事。
And this morning I focus on the importance in the ancient Israel history.
这是历史的缩影。
And this is a shadow of the history.
描写鲁放时期的这个宗教心灵的悲伤。
And describes their sorrow, their spiritual sorrow in the time of captivity and exile.
他们处在这极其黑暗的这个坟墓里头。
How they dwell and laid in such a dark pit.
那神要带领他们出来。
And that God shall lead them out.
在进入到我们历史上所谓第二时期，第二圣殿时期。
And they will enter into the second period in history, which is a time of rebuilding the temple.
以后有回归的路上的描写。
And later there will be an illustration of their path of returning.
乐的在重建神的圣殿
，and they will joyfully rebuild the temple of God，
就像以斯拉所描写的
，just as described by Ezra。
然后曾经有中断一个时期
，but once there was a time of stop， there was a ceasing。
那么就有公元520年八月出现的哈该跟祭司这个撒加利亚的。
And so the characters such as Haggai and Zechariah appeared.
让他们再重新再把中断的圣殿工作再重新接续下去。
And so they continue and took on this work of rebuilding the temple.
那么一直到公元前是516-515。
And until 516 and 515 BC.
那可以看出说圣殿就完成。
We can see the completion of the temple.
我们就非常感谢神。
And so we truly thank God.
真的，他们从这平谷、平原、骸骨，在受咒诅、被神抛弃、弃绝这状态。
So from the time of when they were forsaken and being cursed by God in the valley of the bones.
借着神的话语，神的道。
And through the word and the spirit of God.
借着神的灵，在中牧时期的大作为。
And through the great work of the spirit of God.
那你可以看到整个民族复兴了。
We can see the revival of the entire nation.
因为时间关系。
Due to time.
我们查考第一部分。
And this is our study for the first part.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn together.
46首。
Sing hymn 46.
船。
As a plain in the valleys.
那这个是代表世界。
And so this represents the.
那在旧约圣经这个特定意象代表以色列地。
And so this very vision in the Bible represents the land of Israel.
那骸骨代表不洁净。
And the bones represent uncleanness.
被神丢弃的。
And ones which are forsaken by God.
与世人隔绝的。
And ones which are isolated from men.
人这个世界，这个整个平原，整个心。
And it represents the entire land or the heart of the people of the land.
就说这个是死寂的世界，无望的、罪恶的、那捆绑的世界。
That means it is a world of despair, one that is bound.
需要有神的道，是神的话语。
It needs a word and the spirit of God.
因为神的道可以有这个操作的、创造的能力。
Because the word of God has the power to create.
因为他说要光就有光。
Because he said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
他说然，这是之然。
And when he said,
"To exist,"
to exist, and there existed.
那神的圣灵也是很重要。
And the spirit of God is very important.
可以让死人复活。
It can revive a dead man.
让这种没有生机的充满了希望跟活力。
It can allow something without life to be filled with energy and life. 让
我们思考它的现代意义。
So let us meditate upon the present.
所以要先知进入到这平川所代表的这人心世界。这个平面世界
and to have a prophet enter into the valley means we must enter into this world.
我们要传达神的话语
that we must preach the message of God.
让圣灵的工作
and to allow the Holy Spirit to work.
让那些行尸走肉的这个世人可以得到活命
so all those who walk with flesh in this world may receive life.
就是说开坟墓进从黑暗进入到光明
and to open the grave and lead them from darkness into light.
从黑暗的权势进入到神光明的国度里头
and from the bondage of sin and lead them into the life of eternal heaven.
使徒行传26:18说的
Just as described in Acts chapter 26 verse 18
就要从黑暗迁移到光明从魔鬼权下迁到神的权势之地
That they shall go from darkness into light and from the dominion of Satan into God
又信主耶稣
and believe in Lord Jesus Christ
可以得蒙赦罪
and so our sins may be forgiven
他可以跟因为圣灵关系可以跟成圣跟同龄的接受这成圣的这个成圣的圣徒来接受神的国
and that we may together with the sanctified saints receive the heavenly kingdom
就是神国产业的继承权
and to inherit the heavenly kingdom
这属灵的
and this is spiritual
所以这样的我们的思考
so with such a reflection
可以看到它很重要的现代意义
so we can see the very important present time meanings
不再一一的细说话下了
and so I will not say anymore
当我们早上所查考的就可以明白原来旧约时代的这个遭遇
and so through this morning study we may understand the situation they have faced
一方面是神的公义审判让他们亡国
so on one hand it is a righteous judgment of God that they, the country was destroyed
但神又让他们有慈爱有守约束慈爱的神在带领他们
but through the merciful promise of God God allowed them and let them out
进入到以赛亚书4以后所说的回归重建复兴的那个描写了
so they enter into the time of return described in Isaiah chapter 40
非常感谢神
so we truly thank our Lord
假定我们教会或者我们的整个属灵生命遇到这个瓶颈
and so if the entire church or family or ourselves will fall into such a situation
乍看之下我们都好像在形式上在崇拜
so in appearance it may seem that we are worshipping
也许我们被俘虏了
perhaps we have already been taken captive
我们不察觉到
but we do not know it
也许我们在坟墓里头了
perhaps we are already laying in the graves
我们也没有察觉到
we do not know it yet
我们只能说啊，没有希望了我们怎么复活呢
And we may only say to ourselves, how come we're without hope? We are not being revived. How can we live on?
但是神有会开路的。
But God will surely open the way.
所以主要我们要经过这个四步，让神带领。
If we can go through these four steps and allow God to guide us and to lead us back to our homeland.
经过这个借着洁净里来除掉内外的这个偶像。
And through cleansing and to rid ourselves of the idols inside and outside.
新人、新事、新气象。
And so we'll be a new being, a new spirit.
你有新的道德属灵品质。
And we'll have a new morale and a new standard.
圣灵降临带领。
And that's descending on the Holy Spirit.
真正的顺命。
And to truly submit to him.
神跟百姓的关系。
And to reestablish his relationship.
神是他们的神，那百姓是他的子民。
And that God is a people. God is a God of the Israelites, and they are His people.
那这个关神人关系建立的非常确立。
And so this is a firm relationship between God and men.
这些能够生存、发展、昌盛、平安、和平。就能展现出来。
So they shall prosper and expand, and there shall be peace.
所以说生存、发展、昌盛、平安。
And therefore existing and prosperity and peace.
所谓的与就是风调雨顺、国泰民安的属灵家庭、国度的这种情形。
So this is what we mean by having prosperity, abundance, and peace.
所以我们思考这个主题。
So let us meditate upon this topic.
让神来带领我们。
So allow God to lead us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.